Friends, roadies, countrymen, and everyone out there that's hearing this podcast, this is John Edmund talking to you from the heart of South Africa's Bushveld. This month, I've been talking about my musical journey, looking for or trying to write that elusive hit song that has it in the groove. It had been a journey of nearly 20 years, and in spite of being turned down as a singer by recording companies a few times, I had clicked with Terry Dempsey as my producer. Well, Terry sold his music label, and an old friend and record producer called Patrick van Blerk said that he would like to produce my records. Well, what about finding a song, a hit song at that? I continued writing songs, and even a few international artists recorded my songs. I even composed some songs on the bagpipes, which I'd learned to play, and featured in my live performances. I was honored when a famous Scottish pipe band recorded my song called The Penalonga Piper. But what about that hit? Well, Patrick said, "Hey, Jono, get out the guitar and you write the hit." Easier said than done, Patrick. Well, I wrote a song called Rock and Roll Guitars as a sort of tribute, how my guitar never let me down. We thought the formula for a hit was right. Great studio, great producer, great backing group featuring Trevor Rabin on guitar. Incidentally, Trevor later became a legend in his time in the USA. And then Patrick said, "What about the B-side?" Because every single had a B-side, they called it. And you'd usually just put a song on there that didn't really mean much. I said, "Why don't you put one of your compositions on it, Patrick?" Well, Patrick said he and Francois Roos, the brilliant musical director, had an instrumental tune, but they could not write the lyrics. I said, "Well, let me hear it." So they played it in the studio. I said, "Have you got a title?" He said, "Yeah, we call it Goodbye is the Saddest Song." Well, to me, it sounded like a dirge. So in 5 minutes, I wrote a lover's breakup lyric. And as a warm-up to the rock and roll guitars, I put down the vocal. Oh well, only a B-side. But as I say, the melody, backing and backing vocals were superb. The single went out to all radio stations. And as a rule, the program compilers always play the B-side to hear what rubbish you put on it. And some station in the Cape played it over the air. Well, the listeners went crazy. There must have been thousands of broken-hearted lovers out there in the Cape because the sales and requests came pouring in. Hit number 7 in a row. In the meantime, my friend Dave Mills had also had 7 A-side singles, which had also become hits. So Dave and I shared the same good fortune. Of course, at the time, there were other brilliant South African artists that probably had more than 7 hits, but not in a row. Wow. That was something. I continued writing songs and was approached by Peter V, another great producer and artist himself, to do an album for him called From the Heart. A kind of love songs album with great selection of internationally composed songs, and Peter asked me to put some of my own ones in. So I wrote a few. Actually, being a love song album, I wrote one for Teresa, my wife, called The Electric Thing. And then because she had Portuguese heritage and was a dancer, I wrote Portugal, I Love You. These two songs were put on a single, and for some reason, the single found its way to Brazil, of all places. It was released there and was not a national hit, but it was a minor hit, and it got some very good airplay. You never know with a song. There were so many subjects that took my interest, and they were fertile inspiration to write songs on. For instance, there was the Rhodesian Bush War, in which I was involved. Songs for children, songs about wildlife, and even one for the Boy Scout movement. I was honored to be asked to write a song and an album for the South African contingent that attended the Boy Scout Jamboree in Korea in 1991. As I was a pilot, I then wrote songs on aviation. Of course, history has so many stories to be documented in song. There's the Zulu Wars, the Voortrekkers, the Anglo-Boer Wars, and the First and Second World Wars. These subjects had very, very interesting facts to put into music. So I wrote about these subjects, and to keep up with the times and to whet my appetite, I continued to attend the Cannes Music Festival. And as I said, I did it 17 times altogether. My music took Teresa and myself all over the world several times, to the UK, Australia, and the USA. What a journey! And what an honor to perform in all those countries. But the hits were a special part of the journey, and I compiled an album called By Request, containing those seven special hits. And so I'll leave some memories with some of you that remember some of the songs. By Request is available on CD from my website and for download from buymusic.co.za if anyone's interested. And by the way, don't forget to like and subscribe to my YouTube channel, and any other songs you may want are all available on most popular music platforms. Till next week, keep swinging, keep singing, and keep in touch. Bye for now, Salagashli. Tot ziens, and zwakanaka.